From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States and China both formalized their ratification of the Paris Climate Agreement Saturday, a key step by the world's two biggest polluters that aims to help bring the climate change accord into force this year. President Barack Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping announced the deal during a meeting in Hangzhou, which is hosting this year's G20 summit. Mr. Obama said the two nations have a responsibility to reduce their carbon footprint.
We have a saying in America that you need to put your money where your mouth is. And when it comes to combating climate change, that's what we're doing, both the United States and China. We're leading by example. As the world's two largest economies and two largest emitters, our entrance into this agreement continues the momentum of Paris and should give the rest of the world confidence.
Xi said that he hoped the announcement would benefit everyone. For the Paris Accord to go into effect, at least 55 countries, or those who account for 55% of greenhouse gas emissions, need to ratify the agreement. So far, only 23 have ratified the accord. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump told a predominantly black church in Detroit Saturday that he wants to see change in America. Trump told members of Faith International Ministries that they have a role to play in the country's future.
There is perhaps no action our leaders can take that would do more to heal our country and support our people than to provide a greater platform to the black churches and churchgoers.
Many minority voters have found Trump's description of their lives to be condescending, with African American community leaders dismissing his message. This